to start with, it was 100% OPM. I reached out to my
yay.
Yes. Parallelly, I wanted to expand my portfolio into US market as well. So I have a team in place. I'm working with them right now. Everything is formed in order to get kickstarted with the US market. The great thing about Action Family is no joint venture. So I had never thought of without the joint venture, anybody could do this.
Welcome to the Investor Mel and Dave Woman of Action Show. My guest today is Rupa Gurmarty, and she purchased her first property using 100% OPM and no joint venture partners. She did this within 90 days of joining the Action Family. She's going to be sharing with you today how she did it and the mindset she had to have. And if you don't know who I am yet, I'm Mel with Investor Mel and Dave, and we've purchased over 240 units in 5 countries, Canada, US, Dominican Republic, Mexico, and Costa Rica. And we purchased these properties using none of our own money and without joint venture partners. That means we keep 100% of the cash flow, appreciation, and decision-making. Now let's get to the show. Rupa Gurmarty, welcome to the Woman of Action Show.
Hi, Mel. I'm so glad, and thanks for giving me an opportunity to be on the show. And I'm really happy today to talk to you.
Well, I'm happy as well. It's great to have you here. So for the listeners who are brand new to our show and perhaps see you as well, we talk about real estate here. The Woman of Action Show is all about talking about our journey and helping people through their roadblocks as well. So please introduce yourself and tell us about, you know, where you started and where you're at now in your journey.
I'm Rupa Gurmarty. Actually, I live in Winnipeg, Manitoba. And I am by profession an IT project management consultant, and I got interested in real estate basically looking at you people, you know, scrolling through the social media and then understanding like what the real estate is looking like. And then I was so inspired by Action Family, Mel and Dave, and I thought of getting into the mentorship and get started with the real estate. And I understood that there's a huge opportunity in the real estate if we want to build a longer, you know, wealth and also passive income, generate another alternate source of income, which is passive, and, you know, start your entrepreneurship in the same line as well.
Okay, excellent. So which year did you buy your, I guess, your first property? How did you go upon that? And what did your journey look like?
Actually, I started investing in the month of March last year. I joined your Action Family course, and I was I was not exposed to the real estate at all. And after understanding like how this should be done, analyzing the cash flow metrics and all, I immediately jumped into taking the action. That's what Action Family just, you know, inspired me to do so. And bought my first triplex property in the month of June. So immediately a couple of months after that, and there were one unit needed renovation, which I used the BRRRR method and renovated it and then rented it out for the tenants. And now it is stabilized and cash flowing well. So yeah, that's my first venture, which I started in the month of June last year. Yeah.
And you said how many units in that one? Sorry.
It's a triplex. It's a three.
Triplex, eh?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, okay. So talk to me about that. So you are, from my understanding, brand new investor. You happen to be scrolling on Instagram or Facebook, see Investor Mel Dave there. You're just like, hey, you know, let's do this. Let's take some action. Join the Action Family. And correct me if I'm wrong, but it sounds like in less than 90 days, you have this new property. So you went from not having any properties, brand new to real estate, having a triplex right away. Congratulations. That's absolutely amazing. But I would like for you to kind of share a little bit how you went upon it. How, I'm sure there's probably some fear. We talk a lot about fear here because that's the number one thing that holds us back. How did you push through those challenges? And what that journey of acquisitioning, was it super, super simple? Did you have hit some roadblocks? What did that look like for you?
Yeah, actually, I had the primary residence just a year back, before I buying my investment property, but I had never thought of that I would get into real estate. But after understanding the opportunities and also the advantages of getting into it from the long-term wealth building perspective, then I thought that this is where I need to go. This is my pathway. And then to talk more about the property, I was looking for good deals in terms of analyzing whether the numbers will provide a good cash flow, positive cash flow, at least the break even. So I came across this property, which was on MLS, and I immediately ran the numbers. I asked for the information from my realtor. So like everything worked well. And luckily, like I was having a good mortgage broker at that time, and then I worked with him, and then he was able to provide me with a good rate of interest as well before it crazily went up, you know, all the interest rates. Yeah, like within a couple of months, I was able to close on the property. And also we ran all the inspections, due diligence before, you know, finalizing the deal. So there was a certain fixes that needed to be done since the property was kind of old, like built in 1920s. It was in a good condition. However, the roofing needed some renovation and also some, you know, fixtures with respect to the external egress window and all those things, that those kind of minor issues that needed attention. So I was a little bit under the fear that whether I will be able to do it or not, whether I should go ahead with this or not. But the numbers were showing very good. And I thought that, okay, let me go ahead with the capital investment roof changing, or, you know, changing those minor flaws. And also one of the units needed flooring change as well, because the vinyl plank, it was not installed with the vinyl plank. And then we went ahead and then replaced the whole flooring. It's completely, you know, new setup to the walls, painting and everything. And luckily, like I found a contractor through one of the apps, and that app, I was looking for some fixture for my primary residence. So I met this person, and like I just developed the idea of doing a business with him. Then we discussed, and then he was a nice person to help with. And like, okay, we collaborated, and okay, let's get started with it. And the renovation was completed just within 15 to 20 days of the purchase of the property. Yeah.
That's quick. That's yes. Great.
And then now we are officially forming a collaboration with him, so that if I am going ahead with purchasing other properties as well, he would be interested in working with me to renovate and, you know, fix and flip and those kind of stuff. So yeah, like, I would essentially say that having a great team, and also when I was initially feared about renovating it, then I talked to a few of the Action family members, and they mentioned, yeah, like if you're ready to take the risk, go ahead. Then I had some line of credit to renovate this property, and then I went ahead and then utilized those in order to renovate it, which was luckily covering all the costs. You know, if I calculate net operating income, so as per the cash flow metrics, it was all working well. And also, to start with, it was 100% OPM. I reached out to my...
Yay! Yes. Woo! We love 100% OPM. All right, you were keeping that for the end here. Tell me more about this.
Hey, stop the video for a second. I wanted to talk to you about a turnkey income property provider that Mel and I have purchased properties for. Now, listen up. If you are looking for an income property, then you don't have the time for it. I have a solution for you that I have invested in myself. They will find the property for you. They will renovate it for you. They will give you a turnkey product, and they will get tenants in there for you after screening it and manage the property. Does this sound too good to be true? It is not. I want to introduce you to Rent to Retirement. Okay, we've actually partnered up with them. They are sponsoring this video, and they have an exclusive list just for you because you're watching a video from Investor Mel and Dave. So click the link below, go check out this exclusive list, find your next turnkey income property, and book your free call with them so they can go through all the benefits of what they provide. And you'll be investing in properties just like Mel and I. Okay, enough excitement about this. Let's get back to the episode.
Yeah, actually, like since I invested my primary property, and also I renovated few things in my primary residence as well, so okay, I exhausted all my savings, and so now I was interested to buy this because this was a good deal. I went ahead to my friends and family and convinced them that so I have taken a mentorship course, and then this is how methodically you know, with the process, that this is how it is done, and this is the cash flow and how I will be able to return their money back. So I explained all those things. So my friends and family, like that, they trust me basically. Oh, so great. Yeah, they lended money on this, and then 100% OPM, and it worked well. And now it is the stabilization period. Yeah.
Okay. And then there's so much I want to tap into here. So first of all, is this in Manitoba? That property, yes, is in Manitoba. Okay. So in Manitoba, convincing friends and family. I know if you can usually convince friends and family, you can typically convince anyone else as well, because there's almost that extra layer that you have to go through quite often, from my experience, that you have with friends and family, right? Because they want to keep the relationship. They want to make sure nothing goes wrong, and all those kind of things as well. Now, did you go to a financial institution in first place, and they were in a second? Was it just they use like just their own cash, and you didn't go to a financial institution whatsoever? What was the structure, if you don't mind me asking?
Yeah, it was the financial institution first, to whomever I had promised. I had distributed the down payment cash, and then, you know, that how I made sure that I work with the financial institution also, and the secondary mortgage also got fit into this with that strategy, and then I was able to fund and finance this. Yeah, and with the line of credit, whoever required their investment back, immediately I gave it back using the line of credit, which I had a sufficient amount in my you know, bank, RBC bank account. So that helped me a lot, and also for the renovation and repair work, I used that money. And then, yeah, whatever the interest that I'm paying, that is all covered in the cash flow metrics, NOI, you know, and still I'm positively cash flowing. So I can 100% say that it was a very good deal. And that analyzing the cash flow metrics and all those things I learned from Action Family program, and I'm ever thankful to that, actually.
Okay, so the first mortgage was through a financial institution who was open to creative financing. Second place was promissory notes, it sounds like, from friends and family, which is fantastic. And then even in renovations, I mean, line of credit. Some people don't even think they have a line of credit sitting there, and that you can actually, I mean, it's a form of OPM, technically speaking. It's the bank's money that you're borrowing against as well, and you're putting that money to work as well. And of course, you've already had to go through those conversations with your family members and friends regarding the exit strategy that we often refer to, right? Which is, how are you going to pay them back as well? So, okay, so that's awesome. You have this triplex. You found a contractor to do the work for you, which is great as well. And now it's rented. And how are things going with that property?
Yeah, it's going well. And then I haven't found any major issues. The roofing that I needed to replace based on the inspection report, that I'm still not able to do. I would be doing it shortly once I have enough capital to get that done. So that's on my list. And then I'm working with my contractors and all to get that done soon as the winter, you know, it gets off, the snow is gets off. And then, yeah, I should be able to do that as well. And one of the unit where immediately when I bought, the tenants, they left. And I was also a little bit scared about whether I'll be able to make the mortgage or not. But the other two rents from the other two units supported, and then I was able to get that minimum mortgage coverage from that. And I also handled it. I gave it to the property management because I didn't want to take risk of handling by myself, because it's new to me. So I delegated that to the property management. One of my realtor's friend who's a good property manager, having good acquaintances here, he helped me to take over that, and then looking after the property right now. And then eventually, going from next month onwards, I'm thinking of doing the property management by myself. And then, you know, as and when I expand the portfolio, that would be helpful for me, and create a corporate structure for that, and expand the portfolio with the contractor that I'm working with. Yeah.
Okay, so you want to kind of expand now into property management as well?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, that's fantastic. And I love that you did it. You were able to follow the system strategies of somebody else who's been there doing it, type thing. I'm sure you'll say, okay, they did this really, really well, but this could have been improved upon. I'm going to do it this way when I take over, type of thing as well, and implementing that as part of your strategy. So, okay, so that's awesome. So June Teal, now, anything else that you've been working on?
Yeah, actually, parallelly, I wanted to expand my portfolio into US market as well. So I, as was instructed, you know, I learned from your course, that it's always better to form the corporate structure and everything set up before getting into the deal, especially outside the country, right? So mm-hmm. I have a team in place. I'm working with them right now. The corporate structure, everything is formed in order to get kickstarted with the US market. And I'm looking parallelly into Canadian market as well. If there are some good deals, you know, I could acquire that. And then now it is all about expansion. And then I have some numbers in my mind. So till I reach that, I would be focusing on the cash flow. And after that, I could go big and think about helping and the community back in terms of how best the real estate investment and strategy could give back to the community.
Oh, that's great. That's what the Action Family is all about, right? Everybody gives, everybody helps out each other, and there's that compound effect that happens. Okay, so I love that. So you got your property, you got a triplex, you're seeing the value of investing where returns are best, but you're also not rushing it. We're very big on doing things properly, strategically, making sure for Canadians, for example, to avoid double taxation if you're going to go in the state. So instead of having all those things in place, so now it looks like that's set up, and now you're just waiting for that right property.
Yes, waiting for the right property. And also, I actually, like, I wanted to share some information about the couple of properties. I wanted to take the action, and then, you know, I lost some money. I can say that it's an experience that is gained during the due diligence. So I just, next step, I want to be careful and then do the due diligence first, and, you know, and go ahead and investing in the property in US. Basically, a couple of properties that I looked for, during the inspection phase, I came to know that they are not good enough to go ahead, you know, though the numbers were looking very good. Luckily, like, on time, I was able to get the T12 information, trailing 12 month information on the property. It was a seller financing deal, 14 unit one. I was so excited, super excited. And then I wanted to get into that immediately. But during that, like, completely analyzing during the due diligence phase, I found that no, this is not going to be a good deal because of a lot of expenses involved in it and the very little amount of cash flow. It's not worth it. And also another property, like, I spent a little bit of money on inspection, but that didn't go well. So it's all a learning, but it's all about the mindset. And I'm super positive that definitely it is going to work if I implement certain strategy and expanding it slowly at my own pace, understanding my regular job and also, you know, the time that I could dedicate on the real estate journey as well. Yeah.
And Rupa, I see this as a win. Like, it's a win that you didn't buy the wrong property, right? And I know that feeling that's happened to us many, many times where we, and you should, right? If you're that close to buying a property, you should make sure to do your due diligence, make sure it makes sense. And at times you're going to have to walk away. If you're growing your portfolio, there's probably going to be a couple of deals throughout your journey that happened to us, it happens to other members. And that's a bigger picture, you know, at the end of 5 or 10 or 20 years, are you able to make a whole lot of money, and that pays for itself? Of course, right? If you're doing it wisely and strategically. And that's the strategic part of it, is that being able to walk away if you need to, so that way for your global portfolio, so your numbers continue to make sense for the long term. There's so many great deals out there that if you have to walk away, then you do so. And that's part of the journey. And sometimes you can buy a lot of properties all at once, and then after a while, you might not be able to. That's happened to us where it's like, oh, I really wanted that one, but I recently found out this and this, so now I have to walk away. So congrats on taking that time and doing your due diligence, because sometimes it's almost easier to be like, but I've already put so much time and effort into it, and you just want to go for it. But I think that would be a mistake when you're finding out information that, like you mentioned, if your numbers no longer make sense. So it looks like you're looking to expand. Are you wanting to continue in the multifamily field as well?
Yes, I think my basic this thing is looking into the multifamily, because that completely mitigates the risk of completely owning the mortgage on the company or myself, rather than, you know, if one of the renter is not available, at least half of the mortgage will be covered. So completely risk mitigation if I go ahead, at least minimum of duplex or triplex, you know, that's what my strategy is. And also the great thing about Action Family is no joint venture. So I had never thought of, without the joint venture, anybody could do this. That 100% motivated me to do that. Yeah, I can do it by myself. Yeah.
Right. That's fantastic. Woman of action right there, right here, right now. I love it. That's great. So let's move on to the woman of action questions here as well. Number one, what advice would you give your younger self?
I would think that I should have started understanding about the real estate very early in the age, but I started now, but sooner later than never. I would have probably, you know, got into this much earlier and then bought a couple of properties. And by now I would have been in a greater cash flowing situation where I wouldn't have treated my, you know, T4 income as the main source, where I can live my life, where financial freedom and then time freedom is more important to me. I could have realized that way more earlier had I known about the real estate investment or getting to know that this is another way of creating the wealth and passive income.
Okay, and I love that. And often that's, you know, I think most of us often feel that way unless we're really young started, like, oh, I wish I would have started this 5 years ago, 10 years ago. But some of our listeners have been thinking about this for a month, 2 months, 6 months, 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, and they haven't taken that action. Or perhaps they have, they bought a couple properties, but now they're stuck in it, not sure what to do. Like, how did you push through that? Okay, I want to do it. You know, this would help me out to actually taking that step. Like, how were you able to push through that? Because I feel that roadblock, if you're able to share that, would be able to help other people as well.
Yeah, definitely. It is about the why factor and also the mindset, I would say. Because first of all, why am I doing this? Why am I going on this venture? So if I keep on reminding myself that if I want to build my dream life through this, and how am I going to strategically do it? You know, balancing my work life, balancing my family. It's not like I am just going crazy 24/7, you know, looking at the properties and all. But I will have to take time for myself. It's work life balance, family balance, all the three aspects of life, you know, need to be balanced. And then in a safe lane, how am I going to reach that dream? How many years I'm going to take, how many properties I need to buy so that I would be walk away with $10,000 per month of passive income or 15. So that kind of why factor drives me a lot. And so every day I have, written a vision on my personal calendar, personal diary, and I keep seeing that, oh, this is where I need to go. This is where I want to do. And that keeps reminding me that I will not stop at any point of time till I reach my goal, what I have set for 1 year or 2 years down the line. So.
And how did you, I love talking about your why. And sometimes people say, but how do you even know what your why is? Some people know it right away. It's like, this is my why. You know, how did you determine your why? Did you always know it? Was it a gut feeling? Did you have to think about it? And then how do you, I guess, always remind yourself when things get difficult, like when you have to walk away from a property that you spent some money and time on, do you always go back to your why, your reason of doing this in the first place?
Yeah, actually, my regular job background is IT project management. As I mentioned, it's a very, you know, stressful and then hectic working environment, though it looks, you know, lucrative salary and six figure and all those things. But you'll have to put in a lot of effort. You will have to be accountable at that position. So, yeah, I'm not telling that entrepreneurship is something different, but you will have your time freedom. You will have your own way. You are doing it for yourself. You know, that's what something motivates you. And also you will be able to work on your own time, spend time with family. And then, okay, something is not working for you. Okay, let it go. Like, not this deal. I will go with another deal. There is no kind of do or die situation in this. You know, if there's going to be a huge turnover just because of your one decision. So that's what keeps me driving, that I will be able to achieve that time freedom and financial freedom if I am able to reach certain number which covers my mortgage, which covers my expenses. Even if I am able to go 5 properties and completely cover it off, completely pay off, you know,
right,
I will be able to be free. I will be able to have completely financial freedom, and I should be able to analyze in such a way that how I should reach that sooner. And also there is another way, another strategy, that acquire 100 or 200 properties and then at the same time immediately generate the cash flow. But that is not my strategy. I would keep it to minimum properties and also try to pay it off as soon as possible.
Gotcha.
Working part-time with my, you know, consultant, as a consultant, IT consultant, which I will be able to have the best of both the worlds and give the time to my family as well. So
I love that. The one word that stood out to me here was freedom, the freedom of choice, the freedom of, hey, you love your job, you're able to continue doing it. Or maybe you go down part-time and have that flexibility to spend more time with your loved ones as well. And with real estate, you're able to do that, right? It's a way to create that extra income. And what people don't realize is that you can start doing this While you're working full time, right? Most of our members, they work full time as well. Like, it's, you do this as a side hustle to start off with. And then once you have more income coming in, then you can start reducing the amount of hours if that's something that you're wanting to do. So love that. Thanks so much for sharing that. Question number two, what's your number one tip you would give someone who wants to get started in real estate?
If somebody is really focused on getting this, then immediately taking the action is what is important, because years of studying, it keeps on happening on the daily basis. But once one practical experience is equal to reading the 100 theoretical books, and also getting under good mentorship is important, because the mistakes that we are going to make would have been already done by them, and then we will be able to have a community and then discuss about any help is needed. It's all the positive, like mind, you know, talking together and then pushing each other to achieve the best in their life. So that's what the tip I would like to give, that get started as soon as possible, take action, and then you know, put a contract on a property. You will learn by yourself during the process, and then yeah, that's a stepping stone for success.
Thanks so much, Rupa. Thank you for sharing the highs, lows, roadblocks as well. Who wants to get in contact with in the con?
I am available on all the social medias, Facebook and Instagram. My Facebook ID is roop.2023, and Instagram ID is roop1225. So they can reach out to me on Instagram and Facebook. Yeah, anytime.
Okay, well, thank you so much again.
Thank you so much, Mel, and it was wonderful talking to you. And then I love to be part of Action Family. Yeah.
Thank you so much, Rupa, for being on my show today. You're exactly what a woman of action is all about. Yeah, the right mindset, took action, and was able to acquire property in less than 90 days. That's absolutely amazing. You should be very proud. I'm very proud of you, and I can't wait to see what you're going to achieve this year. And if you've enjoyed this episode, make sure to subscribe to the channel, hit the bell as well to be notified every time we release a new video. And if you want to be inspired by another amazing action taker, make sure to check out this next episode. I'm Investor Mel, and I'll see you there.